this is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Fire in Banka Bazar of Bajura district that completely destroyed 14 houses brought under control. Internet and electricity services disrupted across the district. House of Representatives meeting postponed until Sunday following opposition parties' continued house obstruction. Opposition parties hint at lifting parliament deadlock if government ensures reliable investigation into Vijay Vijay scam. And court blocks U.S. President Trump's new ban on foreign students at Harvard University. Now the news in detail. A fire that broke out in Banka Bazar in Budiganga Municipality 6 of Bajura District this afternoon has been brought under control. Bajura Police Chief DSP Iqbal Hawari informed that 14 houses were completely destroyed in the fire that broke out after a cooking gas cylinder exploded in a hotel. It also had to do with the less than 14 houses were demolished to control the fire. DSP Hawari said that although the fire caused extensive damage, full details of the damage have not been released yet. Police said that the fire was brought under control this evening with the efforts of security personnel and locals. Internet and electricity services have been disrupted across the district due to the fire. A session of the House of Representatives has been postponed until 1 p.m. on Sunday, the 8th of June. According to Padma Prasad Pandey, Secretary General of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, today's scheduled session at 1 p.m. could not take place due to a lack of political consensus. The opposition parties in the parliament continue to obstruct House proceedings, demanding the resignation of Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. The meeting of the opposition parties represented in the federal parliament has concluded that the House of Representatives cannot proceed until their three demands are met. Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmaker Manish Jha said that the meeting of three opposition parties held today at the Parliament building in New Banesar decided not to allow the House to function until the Home Minister resigns to ensure an impartial investigation into the Vijay Vijay scam. Meanwhile, the main opposition party CPN Mao Centre chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachand has said that the opposition parties have agreed to leave the House obstruction if a reliable investigation is ensured. Talking to journalists outside the Parliament building, Leader Dahal said that the opposition party's meeting has decided to meet the Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba to learn whether the ruling party is positive or not. The Muslim community will be celebrating Eid al-Adha, also known as Bakr Eid, on Saturday. This is the second biggest festival of Muslims after Ramadan or Eid al-Fitr. This festival is observed in the 70th day of Ramadan, and those who can afford make Hajj pilgrims to Mecca and Medina in Saudi Arabia. During Eid al-Adha, Muslims perform the ritual slaughtering of animals as permitted by their religion. President Ramchandra Porel has emphasized the need for an education system that supports Nepal's development aspirations. Speaking at the 75th anniversary of Nepal Adarsh Secondary School in Kathmandu today, President Porel said that the education must align with the demands of the modern era and technological advancements. Locals have urged Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli to formulate a plan to allow the natural flow of water in Sundara, as well as for the proper preservation of the remains of the old Dharahara. A delegation comprising chairperson of Kathmandu Metropolis 22, Sin Kaji Maharjan, and CPN UML Kathmandu District Committee Secretary Rajesh Sakya, among others, reached the official residence of the Prime Minister and made the request. The Prime Minister assured of facilitating from the federal government for the preservation of the heritage. He also stressed the need for taking institutional efforts on the issue of preservation of heritages and cultures in Kathmandu metropolis. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Nepal Telecom Co. International Roaming Leading जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #14#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The 5th edition of the Himalayan Travel Mart and International Tourism Fair aimed at promoting Nepal's tourism concluded in Kathmandu on Thursday. The event came with a resolution to foster collective efforts among mountain countries to achieve sustainable tourism development. The event was attended by over 700 representatives, including more than 100 international delegates from 30 countries. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Biswa Gurung has said that the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal should broadcast news that makes the voice of the people louder rather than being subordinate to the government. While inspecting the Itahari-based Jana TV Itahari channel today, Minister Gurung said that the PSP should prioritize topics that support the promotion of local languages and cultures. Similarly, PSP Nepal's executive chairperson Dr. Mahendra Vista said that they are continuously working to remove obstacles to the career development of employees. Secretary of the Ministry of Communications Radhika Arrel said that with the transformation of the countries to leading media outlets, Radio Nepal and Nepal Television, the programs produced and broadcast by PSP should be accountable, transparent and realistic towards the people. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin now to some international news updates. A court on Thursday put a temporary stay on Donald Trump's latest efforts to stop foreign students from enrolling at Harvard University as the U.S. president's battle with one of the world's most prestigious universities intensified. According to APF News Agency, U.S. District Judge Alison Burrow on Thursday ruled the government cannot enforce Trump's proclamation. A proclamation issued by the White House late Wednesday sought to bar most new international students at Harvard from entering the country and said that the existing foreign enrollees risk having their visa terminated. The same judge had already blocked Trump's earlier efforts to bar international students from enrolling at the storied university. Russia launched large-scale drone and missile strikes on Ukraine's capital Kiev and other parts of the country early on Friday. The BBC cited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as saying at least 3 people were killed and 49 injured in the strikes. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Fire in Bamka Bazar in Bajura district that completely destroyed 14 houses brought under control. Internet and electricity services disrupted across the district. House of Representatives meeting postponed until Sunday following opposition parties' continued house obstruction. Opposition parties hint at lifting parliament deadlock if government ensures a reliable investigation into visit visa scam. And court blocks U.S. President Trump's new ban on foreign students at Harvard University. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.